Sunday afternoon, the Lafayette Master Chorale performs Bach cantatas. There's a newly restored organ. This has a great tradition with the Lafayette Master Chorale because they used to be the Bach Chorale singers. And there's this great tradition. Joining me is their artistic director, Michael Bennett. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And these are works that we study. I studied as a, music student. You come across Bach chorales, whether you're, voice writing and all sorts of things. Cantatas are special, I think. He wrote so many of them. Which ones are you performing this weekend?
We're performing three of them. Cantata number 12, which is a cantata written for the season of Eastertide, and cantata 156, which is a cantata for the season of Epiphany, the season we're in now. And that cantata is most famous for its symphonia, which is the familiar air on a G string that is often played for ceremonies, we'll say, and has often been played by organists in churches. And then we are performing cantata 131, which is a setting of Auster Tiefen, which is Psalm 130, which was not assigned a particular season based on when Bach wrote it. It can be performed at any time, but it is often associated with the season of Lent. Our three next seasons in the liturgical year, the Epiphany season we're in now, Lent, Ash Wednesday is soon, and then Easter follows. So.
Yeah. They're incredible music. Bach is one of those that there's a great quote I tell students and friends that, it's like music is just putting the right note in the right place,
right.
That sort of thing, or playing the right key at the right time sort of thing. And I know that's, oversimplification, but at the same time, I think it's, great advice. How is it to put these three works together? Because they're radically different. They're different times of the season. And I assume that you're doing them in the original German?
Yes, we are doing them in the original German in the key that Bach wrote them. And given the progression of these three, I picked them for various reasons, but the seasons are important. We wouldn't want to sing a Christmas cantata right now. And I wanted to do cantata 156 to have the community be able to hear air on a G string in the form in which it was originally intended. I needed to perform cantatas that had similar instrumentations, a small set of strings, perhaps an oboe and a bassoon along with it, but not a cantata that was written for a lot of strings and then one that needed four trumpets. Gets a little confusing that way. So there's a lot of pieces that go into it, and we'll be using the new organ at St. John's, as you alluded to. I'll be playing a piece of organ music, actually, to start the concert. Not a special piece per se, just a prelude of Bach in the key of the first cantata, so it will flow nicely into the program.
And that's something that I think is important. We're speaking with Michael Bennett from the Lafayette Master Chorale and their concert of Bach cantatas coming up Sunday afternoon at St. John's Episcopal Church, that these are pieces that Bach wrote as part of his job. He was working in a church, and so these were performed weekly, and he wrote over 600 of these works. And so, in a way, it's nice that they're in a concert, but this is the setting they were for, and he would have probably improvised a prelude,
Then had a
church service. So I think that's quite appropriate to have this sort of organ work to lead things off.
Right. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. It's mind-boggling to musicians of today to imagine that this 20 minutes of a cantata, which has an instrumental movement usually at the beginning and a hymn or two, which we now call a chorale, in the middle and a solo, song for a singer and other complex choir works, movements, would just happen on a weekly basis. And not only just happen, but be brilliant in the musical creation and execution. It's mind-boggling. We're going to have the chance to do three in one afternoon, and to think that it took this many weeks to put it together, whereas the choir of Leipzig, Thomaskirche or whatever, would do it just on a weekly basis.
Yeah, and Bach would be writing out parts and all this sort of stuff.
Exactly.
Didn't have, the computer to do this, or, might have had someone to help him out write parts.
Mm-hmm.
But, here he is composing the music. So it's not like they could go back and listen to a recording of Helmut Rilling or something.
Exactly. Monteverdi Choir singing Bach cantatas.
Yeah. I wanted to ask as I bring up those up, and you mentioned, someone like John Elliott Gardner, that in our lifetime, it's gone from fairly odd new music, old music, you know, historically informed performances, to very, I think, very subtle and incredible things that not only have the instruments improved and new makers, but the idea of as it might have sounded back in Bach's time. Has that affected your performance? Because obviously the Lafayette Master Chorale has been around for quite a while, and musical hemlines sort of change, you know, whether you have a lot of portamento or vibrato and different things. Tell me a little bit about what we'll hear on Sunday.
I have been asking the chorale to with their voices, keep a what I would describe as a pure or a clean sound with less vibrato. We're performing at 440 pitch. We're not going to be performing at 415. We could, but we're going to be using the organ so that we can't just, you know, ask those pipes to go down 25 cents on the. But that would be fun to try. It'd be a lost cause. So we'll be performing, hopefully, as true to a style as possible, not. As you said, and maybe 40 or 50 years ago, where choruses were singing a little bigger in terms of their sound, their vibrato, I'm trying to get a cleaner, lighter sound that I believe would be more similar to the sound of the 18th century.
We're speaking with Michael Bennett from the Lafayette Master Chorale, and they're doing three Bach cantatas that has a rich history with this group, you know, and I think that's lovely. And I think it's probably nice not only for yourself, but for the singers and the audience to, you know, you do a wonderful seasonal things and nine lessons and carols and some new music and settings. And I know you're going to have some lovely show tunes and all sorts of, you know, a lighter, more modern music for the choir that is a completely different style, that it's kind of nice here in the middle to do some very traditional and very lovely things to study and to sing.
Yeah, they're very elegant in many ways. Even the more desperate movements of the Lenten cantatas are still just, they're so elegant. The music of Bach is, even when there's despair and weeping and sorrow in the music, there's still a sense of elegance. And as an organist myself, professionally trained, I spent a lot of time with the music of Bach, almost too much time with the music of Bach. And to do this, this is a new experience for me. I've never conducted cantatas of Bach before, so I'm looking forward to that. And we have some wonderful people, instrumentalists that live or are very much involved with the Lafayette community. Alfred Abel, who's the concertmaster of the LSO, and his wife are playing, and other members of the LSO that live in town, Amy Brand from Brenner, Regan Eckstein, and them. And we have two fabulous soloists, graduate students from Indiana University, that are going to be performing with us, so that we'll have some new people involved in our organization and performing for the community for the first time as well.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's at St. John's Episcopal Church Sunday afternoon. Of course, there's more at LafayetteMasterChorale.org. And we'll look forward to much more. And maybe we can get Eric to pop in and talk about what's coming up in the future.
Yes. Very excited to have guest director Eric Van Cleve, who's the director of the Long Center and involved in many other organizations in town, conducting our final concert this year, a Broadway concert in April. So we look forward to that.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in, Michael.
Thank you so much, John.